A Stegosaurus, The Thoughtful Surprise. There was once a Stegosaurus called Sunny, who lived with his family near a swamp. The family used to live in the forest, but a mean Torvosaurus chased them from their cave. Sunny tried not to make a fuss about moving to a new cave, but he really missed his old home. Sunny was often so lost in his own thoughts, he didn't look where he was going. "Be careful!" shouted an angry Compsognathus, as Sunny almost flattened him. Sunny became very clumsy. "Mind the puddle behind you," his sister cried, as Sunny toppled over. Sunny didn't listen properly either. "Ah!" he spluttered. "Didn't you hear me?" Sunny's dad asked him. "I just told you that moss tastes bitter." "Sorry," sighed Sunny, sadly. One night, Dad said, "What is it that's bothering you, Sunny?" "I keep thinking about our old home," Sunny replied. "I miss my old friends, and it makes me sad." Sunny's dad thought about this. "All right, you can visit your old friends in the morning. But you must promise to be careful." So Sunny carefully headed back towards his old home. He soon found his friend Archie and Archaeopteryx. They spent a lovely morning playing together, but soon it was time to go back home. As Sunny left, his tail spikes caught a few of Archie's colorful feathers. They stuck to Sunny's tail. But the friends didn't notice as they said goodbye. Sunny was tired but happy when he got back to the cave. "You can go out again tomorrow as long as you're careful," said Dad, picking the feathers off Sunny's tail. The next day, Sunny ambled back through the forest and found his friend Alina, an Apatosaurus. Alina was just about to eat, so they shared some juicy fern leaves together. As Sunny turned to go, he brushed past some more ferns and a few stuck to his back plates. But the friends didn't notice as they said goodbye. Each time Sunny went out for the day, he came back to the cave a little happier. "This cave almost feels like home now," said Sunny, as he wandered in to settle down for the night. The next day, Sunny walked down to the seashore to visit his friend Jag, a juvenator. At the beach, they dug some huge holes and found some shells. As Sunny turned to go, his tail swished the shells. Some flew into the air and landed between Sunny's back plates, but the friends didn't notice as they said goodbye. When Sunny got back to the cave, his dad wouldn't let him in. "It's a surprise," said Dad, picking shells off his son. "Give me 1 minute." Moments later, Sunny and his sister stood in the middle of their cave with their mouth wide open. Dad had used all the feathers, ferns, and shells to decorate the cave. Every time you visited one of your friends, you came back with something stuck to you, laughed Dad. Our cave looks amazing, smiled Sunny. I won't feel so sad now there's something from all of my old friends in my new home.